I'm your host, Rita, DJ Jams, and you're listening to Penguin Radio. Today's topic is pop music. We will be talking about what audiences it appeals to and what artists are in it. We're going to be talking all that good stuff today. So, to start out, we're going to talk about... I'm going to start with how it appeals to kids. So, today, there's all these teenagers and all sorts of people who listen to pop music, right? And that is like the main genre out there today. That's all over the place, all over the world. And there are many artists who hit up the Billboard Music charts, all sorts of charts in the music business. So, for pop music, it's been around for decades and ages. So there are, I know that there's not a lot of adults who listen to it. I know that some do and some don't. And mostly teenagers listen to it. So there are many artists who are widely known for their big breaks and their albums and getting awards. The more awards and the more albums you sell, the more music you get. The more money you get out of everybody. So, with the music business, there's a lot that plays into there is how much that artist is selling their album. Now, one of the top artists of today's pop group would be like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift got her start when she was a young girl. She started out being a country star at first, she would sit at home playing her songs, writing her songs, and then she decided one day that, hey, I want to make an album. So she had her record label sign her, and she started singing country music. Her first country album had hits like The Teardrops on My Guitar, also called Love Song. And personally, I used to love Taylor Swift as a kid. I was really into her. I thought that she was great. I thought that she had this amazing voice. And a lot of people, she also, I feel like, is one of those artists who kind of empowers young women. And that she appeals to the younger group. And a lot of little girls are like, oh, Taylor Swift's amazing. And I love her so much. She's the best thing. And they think that she is the best person in the world. I honestly love her too. I think that she's done so many charity works around her world. And she has made herself into this woman who's got incredible talent. If you've ever listened to a Taylor Swift show, or ever seen her, or watched her on TV, you guys would know what I'm talking about. So if any of you are Taylor Swift fans out there, you'll know what I'm talking about here. She has a ton of Grammys, and she's known. She knows a lot of people. Most people like her. And I personally, one of my favorite albums of hers, is probably her recent album, which I think was back in 2014, 13, that she released it. And it's still at the top of the charts. That's how you know there's a good artist out there. Now, there are many other artists that are like her. And today, a lot of country music stars are also going into pop. Pop is one of those genres that any type of artist can get into it if they feel like it, if they have a passion for it. And honestly, it's a big thing. So... moving on to the next artist. My next artist is actually a boy band that I'm sure that everybody has heard of. I'm sure you've heard of them. They are currently on a break right now, and who knows if they're going to come back, to be honest. Their names are One Direction. They have been the biggest boy band in the world, right? They have all these other hits that they're going off to. That they did, like Perfect. They start out with What Makes You Beautiful. And I used to be a big fan of them when I was younger as well. I grew out of them as I got older. And they have made themselves the biggest boy band in the world because of all the hits, and they appealed to all the younger audience. And as they got older, they had appealed to a more like young adult type of audience, where their music was more a more deep, and they told deeper stories that maybe younger audience wouldn't understand. And their tour was a high-selling tour last year, and they deserve a big break after being 5 years. 5 years, or 6 years as a band. 6 years as a band, and they started off in X Factor. I think that's amazing. I think that's why a lot of people relate to them, is because they come out as normal lads first, and then everybody was like, oh, these guys are actually really good singers. I like them. And then, you know, one thing leads to another, as every other artist does. They get this massive record deal, massive contract, and voila, you have a big boy band who is bringing in millions for you. And there's all sorts of different types of pop music that goes on. There's pop rock. There's punk pop. And punk pop, it kind of goes into like the punk rock type of music, such as, I'd say, Fall Out Boy's punk pop, kind of, or Green Day, and all those great bands. There's a lot of great bands, and punk pop is actually coming back, and it is coming back, and it is making a impact on the younger generation, and now the older generation can appeal to it too, because these are artists that they may have listened to when they were younger. And so and then hopefully in the future, I think it's going to really be really big, and it's going to be kind of like a retro back. And pop music has changed the world through, like I said, throughout the years. I think it's amazing how there's so many artists in this genre. Not that there's not a lot in the other ones, but this one, in particularly, since it's so modern, that people just relate themselves to it. And for instance, for like, let's say One Direction, like I said, and there's another band called 5 Seconds of Summer, an Australian band who got started out in Sydney, just young boys in the town of Sydney, Australia. They were discovered by One Direction, and they both toured to each other. 5 Seconds of Summer now have two albums out, and they're finishing up a tour, and they took off within, I'd say, a year after that tour. And it's amazing that people like that, and they are still young people. They are in their 20s. They are doing their job. They are making the best they can be for their fans. And to me, that is a great thing in an artist, if they find their fans important, because the fans are the people who get their artists to where they are. The fans are a big part of it. Not only the business part of it is a big part of their career, but another part of it is their fans. Because if an artist cannot sell their album, they will not be at the charts. They won't be at the top of the charts. You know, there won't be like, they won't be up there. They'll be this dead, flat, just people. So I think that's why it's so important for an artist to want to connect and be with their fans. Not just in pop music, but in all genres of music, and every artist. And then I think also a lot of teenagers nowadays are the ones who appeal the most to these bands. So, and also another person who's really big right now is probably Ariana Grande, because she is this normal person who got her start off of like Nickelodeon, and then she got right into her music, and she has this incredible voice. If anyone's ever heard her too, you'd be like, she's like another Mariah Carey, most people call her. And so it's just amazing. And a lot of little girls look up to her because she has this appeal to all sorts of age groups, to little girls, to teenagers. And because her music content, it's great. And if you look at her lyrics, every song that I listen to, I know has a story behind it. And it can really relate. You can really relate yourself to it, no matter what song it is, no matter who the artist is. And, you know, whether it's a party song, if it's a party song, then you can be like, oh, yes, this is me. This is what I do at parties. I party and I have fun. I talk with my friends. I play games. Or if it says just hanging out with family, if you're a family person, you'll be like, yes, that's me. I hang out with my family a lot. And I just enjoy life. And that's what music about is about. Music is about enjoying life and experiences. And that's why there's so many, that's why artists create songs. And they create songs to also to connect with their fans. And that, I think, is just an incredible thing to do. Because whoever invented songs or whoever invented music, please give me a round of applause for them, because that's just, it's an amazing thing. I think without music, this world would be so dull and so lame, you know? Music is what hypes me up every day. I listen to music every day of my life. I can't wake up without having some music on. I can't go to bed without having some music. I love music. And also, granted, I'm a music freak. So, hence why my show is called Boombox. But I just, it's just awesome. Awesome. And as you can see, it is worldwide. And I think a lot of people, I think music should be more appreciated to people. I think people should appreciate music more. Because music is something, it's not just something you listen to. It's not something that you just, you know, can come up with your mind. There's a lot of effort that goes into these musics that and that go into these albums. Think about these artists. They work so hard, you know? I think that if every person puts themselves in their position, they would be like, this is hard work. There's a lot to do. And plus, then you have the media, who is a big part in the music industry, because those are the people who put out the articles and put out promotions for these artists. And there's a lot of people. You see promos everywhere. They will always tweet about themselves, and even like, there's all sorts of, there's just, and there's so much in the music business. It's so crazy. My favorite thing would be watching music awards, because you have all these different types of artists from different places, from different things, and who have come up and come all together to watch each other perform. And it's a great thing. I've always wondered what goes through an artist's mind when they are standing up on that stage and looking outside the crowd and going, wow, this is amazing. In fact, I've actually been on stage once, and it was 2 years ago, and granted, it was a small show, but it was still amazing. Just, I took my moment, and I was only up there for like a minute or so, and I stood up there, and I just took a moment to myself to just look around me and look about how many people were out there. It was only like a floor, that the whole crowd bunch. It was in a small venue, but it was still amazing, and I want to do that one day, maybe to a big arena, even though I'm not musically talented or anything like that, but it could happen, you never know, but I think it would be an amazing thing to stand up to 60,000 people and look at them and be like, oh my gosh, they're singing my song. I just think it's a great thing to see on an artist's face and how proud they are of themselves and how proud they are to see them enjoy themselves. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break here. I will be back in 5 minutes. Enjoy the music. Hello, fellow listeners. I am your host, DJ Jams. We are back here with the Boombox Show. Here on Penguin Radio. So, we recently talked about pop music and who the artists were. We talked about a couple artists and what my favorite artists were and what they did and how they got their start. Now we're going to move on to... We're going to go back into kind of like a little more of the history of pop music. So, pop music has originated in the world during the 1950s. So, as you can tell, you know when the 1950s were, right? All you old folks out there, excuse me, but yes. You all know, and some of you were born in the 1950s, where you had cool cars and everything was different. Even the pop music was different back then. So, there are other types of pop out there. And then we have country pop. And there's our country pop music is just like Taylor Swift that we were talking about recently in our last conversation here. And so then there's smooth jazz pop and wonky pop. Wonky pop sounds like something really weird. That sounds like something that just came from, I don't know, the 1930s here. Other pop music is just in the charts. The other pop music is in the charts. There are usually things called singles, songs called singles that artists take off of an album. And the single is a song that is that stands out to the artist. And they think that that song is the song that's going to blow people's minds up. Blow people's minds away. And so, what artists will do after finishing an album, they'll write down the songs that they like the most. And then they'll go through it, and then they'll choose a single. And that's how they choose singles. So then also, there are certain factors in when you're writing your music, I guess. Like, there's certain things that apply to music. And there's different parts of music, like the lyrics that we were talking to recently. But there's also the big parts, like instruments and the vocal cords and the melodies and the structure of the song and the way that it was built. And so then artists will go on, and in pop music, they mostly incorporate. So they have the singer, and then they have, sometimes they'll incorporate guitars and all sorts of things. It could be anything. A lot of people incorporate like keyboards, or they create these weird sounds in the mix and make it as cool as possible. So that way their audience will be like, wow, this song is amazing. Check out those melodies. Check out these vocal cords. These vocal cords are amazing. Check out the range of this guy. Check out this. And that's what makes the song a song. It makes it quite amazing. Now, I'm going to also continue on to where I was what I was talking about. On the first half of our show, I'm going to continue on talking about artists and how they got their start. But I really think that it is important to know how somebody got their start and how they built a career, just like in any career, not just in music. For instance, if you're like, let's say you're like a business worker or something, and you like to have a background. How did you get your job? How did you build your career? And if you end up on top, how did you get there? That's where most people ask artists, like interviewers, you'll hear them say, how did you get to where you are today? Or what is the greatest part of your job? And the artist will say, well, I love my fans. I think my fans are the most amazing things. I think that my family, it could be anything that they will tell you. And I think it's interesting that different artists have a different story. And I think I said that in the last part of our story, show. So I have a question for my audience here. How many times do you listen to music during the day? That's an excellent question, huh? I listen to music at least, I want to say 30 at my estimate. 30 times a day, maybe. No, 10 times a day, depending on how busy I am. You know, we all have our jobs. We all have our things. We don't, you know, sit around waiting for the next show to come on, or the next song to come on the radio. You know, we're busy bees here. And that's just the way it is. It's life. So you get busy. And I feel like a lot of people don't have time for music, or they just don't care about music. But I think the world would be better if we looked more deeply into it. And just, music is not just about telling stories. It's about also expressing yourself. You can express yourself through these lyrics, and you can do it without anybody judging you. Yes, you're gonna have your haters, but you're gonna have people who love you, and you're gonna have your fans that will tell you how much they love your music and how you've helped them. There are people out there who will tell their idol or their favorite artist, you've saved my life, because the music tells a story, and that story can, and then their fans can apply those stories to their own lives. There's a lot of people out there, like, especially a lot of fans, I know the younger fans will be dealing with all sorts of things like depression or dealing with anxiety, and they'll tell their artists, you saved my life with your lyrics and your music. And that's what the best thing is about music, is that it saves people's lives, and it makes you think a little more deeper sometimes. Like, some music songs can make you think deep, and it can make you reflect on your own life and your own things. And that's the amazing part of it. I love music. Like I said, I've been into it ever since I was a kid. I've grown up with all sorts of types of music. I've grown up with mostly classical. My dad listens to a lot of classical music. My mom listens to classical music too. And we always jam in the car, and we dance and we sing. And it's a great thing, because music can bring memories. They can bring so much joy to your life. And especially if you're going through a hard time, it can really help you pull through whatever situation that you have. And it can just bring you up to high hopes. Instead of wanting to dig yourself deep in a hole, and then you can pull yourself out of that hole. And music can also be a big confidence booster. It can be anything, and it can mean so many things to so many people. If some people would just open up their minds, they'll see what it does. It impacts a lot of people. And that's why I love it so much, personally. So, it also, like, there's all sorts of types of, like, music out there. I don't think I talked about that too much other than the genres. There's happy and sad music, and music can also be an emotional thing. It has all sorts of emotions, and that's what artists express into their music, is that they express their emotions. And some are sad, some are happy. Like, let's say I'm in this mood today. I'm in a party mood today. I'm in a happy mood today. Let's write a song about it. And that's what artists think about it. Or they wake up one day and be like, hey, I'm going to go into the studio today, and I'm going to write about this, this, and this. And then they put their heart and their soul into it. And it's a lot. It's a lot of work, but that work, I feel like, can become, it turns out great. Especially, I know a lot of artists nowadays are also discovered on YouTube. But I think in order to be discovered on YouTube, you have to have, you have to first off get lucky, and you have to have some kind of talent that other people do not have, and you have to be able to be different from others, because nobody wants the same old song, the same old lyrics, or, you know, nobody wants to listen to the same old stuff. People want to listen to different things, and that's what's so great about pop music, is that pop music has a ton of different types. There's a ton of different music styles, and the way that their songs are structured from different artists, and that's what makes their audience happy and makes them want to buy their songs and buy their music, and that's what gets them to the top. And I believe that I can just keep going on about this stuff. I mean, honestly, music, I feel like, sometimes is more than just something that I just listen to every day. It's something deeper than that. It's something that I can open my mind to. And I've thought about doing musically stuff. Like, when I was younger, I wanted to play guitar. So my parents bought me a guitar, a learner's guitar. And I had my cousin come over, and he taught me a note. I did that note. But then after a while, I kind of gave up, and I feel like I should have maybe gone on. I could have continued on, because then I may have been able to be really good by now. But as they say, it's never too late to start. It's never too late to do this. So you can always start up from when you're younger or older and get into music. I think that as long as you put your mind to it, especially when it comes to music, then you will be able to do something that you like to do. All right, we're going to take another break. I will be back in 5 minutes. Oh, shoot. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Jams. The show will be right back.
Hey, Jen. I'm curious, would you ever drink nail polish remover, hair dye, or battery acid?
No.
Could I ever convince you to consume mothballs, paint, ammonia, or tar?
No.
Well then, why do you smoke cigarettes?
Wait, what?
According to the American Lung Association, the 600 chemicals in cigarettes when burned create more than 4,000 chemicals waiting to be inhaled and infect your organs such as your lung, heart, and mouth. Still sound cool? Cigarette smoking is the number one cause of preventable disease and death worldwide and costs the U.S. an average of $4,000 per adult in medical costs. Cigarettes are killers that travel in packs. Be smart, don't start, and if you're looking to quit, go to www.ffsonline.org.
Fresh, fab, and world-famous, radio.dominican.edu.
Louder than louder than words. Don't be deceived by all those fancy talkers, because action speaks louder than words. Don't be deceived by all those fancy talkers.
I'm your host, DJ Jams. Wait. Okay. Hello, everybody. I hope you've all enjoyed listening to that wonderful music out of the break. I am your host, DJ Jams. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this wonderful show. It has to come to an end, and I hope you've all learned something a little bit about me and a little bit more about music. I will see you guys next time on my show, Mondays 1 to 2. Radio Penguin Radio. I'm your host, DJ Jams, and this was Boombox Radio.